Today, we'd like to see the book of Genesis chapter 8, verses 1 to 22, under the title of Never Curse. To online with multitudes, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 10, and he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. What character of Noah can we see? What character of Noah can we see? Question 2, in verse 14, and in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. How long days did Noah stay in the ark? How long days did Noah stay in the ark? Last question 3, in verse 21, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. What characters of God can we see? What characters of God can we see? First of all, we want to see brief backgrounds. 7 days, God's commandment, 7 days later, the rain began in Genesis chapter 7, verses 10 to 12. And it came to pass after the 7 days, after the God's commandment, that the waters of a flood were on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, that time Noah aged 600 years old. That time is greenhouse effect, earth covered by firmament, that's called canopy. So all area is temperature same, warm, so the living thing could live much longer than today. So Noah age is 600 years old. So in the second month, the 17th day of the month, so the second month is a Jewish lunar calendar. So Jewish lunar calendar usually 3 months later than our Gregorian calendar, solar calendar. So 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deer were broken out, the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So which means the second month, 17th day, the rain started. So yeah. Then the flood prevails 15 cubits. So 1 cubit, 0.5 meter, or 1.5 feet. So 15 cubit, which means 23 feet, or 7.5 meters above it. The covered all the mountains above it, 23 feet over there. Then on the earth, how long? For 150 days. Therefore, all living things must have been killed. So, So Genesis chapter 7, verse 20 and 24 says, the water prevails 15 cubits upward. The mountains were covered. So the water covered the mountains 15 cubits high. So, or 23 feet depth. Then covered, and the waters prevailed on the earth 150 days. So 150 days water to cover up all mountains in depths over 23 feet or 7.5 meters. The God gives us the very day that the flood began, and that it lasted 150 days. It began on the 17th day of the second month, and now on the 17th day of the seventh month, so 5 months or 150 days. Because 7 months, second month, 7 minus 2 = 5, but the day starting is the same thing, 17th day. So until there is, 17th day. So same 17th day, so total 5 months. 5 months, that time is a calendar, 1 year, 360 days, not 365 days like today. So that is here. It was calculated with 306 days throughout the Babylonian calendar, rather than today Gregorian calendar, 365 days. Verse 1, that God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animal that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, while dry up the land. The water just subsided, the fountains of the deep, and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. Verse 3, and the waters receded or decreased continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the waters decreased, which means 150 days is all mountains were drowned. 150 days. Verse 4, then the ark rested in the seventh month, the seventh day of the month. So, seventh month, 17 days from the second month, 17 days, so equal to five, the months over 150 days. Over the mountains of Ararat. Ararat is today in Turkey. Today in Turkey area is Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of mountains were seen. So it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made. Then he sent out a raven. Raven is one of the smartest bird. Raven, really smartest bird in raven. So which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also, Noah, sent out from himself a dove to see whether or not the waters had receded or had decreased or abated from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, which meaning the land was not dried up yet. For the waters were on the face of the whole earth, so he put out his hand and took her, or took a dove, and drew her into the ark to himself, and he waited yet another 7 days. Here, what character can you see? Here, patience. Noah's patience to wait for God's time to go out of the ark. So, not just the rain stop, let's go out, immediately. No, Noah still, checking whether or not, God's time allow me, allow our family to go out, on the land. So that is what we can see. And again, he sent the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth. So little hope. And Noah knew that the waters had receded or abated from the earth. Verse 12, he waited yet another 7 days. So patience again, another 7 days. Noah didn't rush it to go out the ark yet, and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year. Now Noah aged 1 year older, so 601 years old, in the first month and first day of the month, that the water was dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. So the second month of the 27th day of the month, from second month's 17th day in the last year, so total 370 days, Noah and Noah's family stayed in the ark. So Noah, 370 days. That's a question to answer. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then on 371 days, Noah's family came out. God spoke to Noah because God commanded. Now is God's time, saying, go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons, and your son's wife is with you. So total eight families, right? Eight family members go out. Verse 17, bring out with you every living thing of all flesh there is with you. Birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So God's commandment to Noah, be fruitful, multiply on the earth. So we are the descendants of Noah. So either Noah three sons, one is Sam, mm-hmm. or the other one Ham, the other one is Japheth. So one of three descendants we are. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their family, went out the ark. Verse 20, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took over every clean animal and over every clean bird and offered a burnt offering of the old. Burnt offering, basically burn out an old sacrifice, which is a consecration. So here, first time Noah made a sacrifice to offer to God. That is before Mosaic law or Levitical law here. So burnt offering, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma, or smell, good smell. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Here we see God's love, never again curse. Although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, God knows a man is a sinner. Man's heart is evil, originated from Adam. Or all people have a tendency to sin. So here so we can see God's love unconditional. But actually, all man's heart is evil from his youth. So that condition, God should punish them. But nevertheless, God said, I will never again curse everything. That's called unconditional love. But the human has a conditional love. Number one, stoge. Stoge, if you are my children, therefore I love you because you are my children. That's called stoge, because the condition of my blood children. Number two, eros. If you have opposite gender, so that natural instinct, that's why I love you. That's called eros love. Number three, if you are my friend or brother and sister, that's why I love you. That's philia. That kind of a condition, but God doesn't have any condition. Even if you are enemy, even if you are persecuting me, so I love you because it's unconditional. Yeah. So right here, even if you are evil, but I love you, I will never curse again. That is unconditional love, Greek word agape love. Then is also here, I will... Noah will I can destroy everything as I have done. Here in Noah flood, God destroyed every living thing except the Noah family, right? That's called universal flood, not local flood. But in the future, Jesus here will come again to establish a millennial kingdom. That time before Jesus coming here in heaven, taking out all Christians into heaven. That's called rapture, church rapture. But 7 years great tribulation right here. So in the book of Revelation, chapter 6:2-19 talks about 2/3 living things will be killed. 2/3 will be killed. But the 1/3 will be alive, so not to kill all living thing like Noah of universal flood. So 1/3 the population will be alive. Some beheaded martyrs, because middle over 7 years Jesus called is desolation, abomination. Mm-hmm. the Satan, you know, disclosed his identity, worship me, I am God. So that time Gentiles recognized Jesus is really Messiah and the Lord. So we could not worship you anymore. No, we can't. Yeah. That's why they were martyred. There is a beheaded martyrs. And the Jewish people, so 144,000 Jewish people, that time recognized the Satan, yeah, you are not God. That time they recognized Jesus as the Lord and Savior. So those people will be delivered to join into the millennium kingdom. So destroying evil and restoring the earth to what it was before the flood. So 22, while the earth remains seed time and harvest, or seed time means spring, harvest is a fall, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not see. Here, four seasons is a reminder, God's covenant with Noah, I will never curse you for man's sake. That kind of reminder. Here, we should point out, before Noah flooded, the earth totally perfect circumstance, greenhouse effect. The shepherd, today is 23.5 degree tilt earth, northeast tilt. That's why is United States has the four seasons, right? You know, spring, the summer, the fall, winter. So also in a polar area, whole day is ice. Cold kind of thing. That comes from is earth tilt 23.5 degree. But before Noah flooded, no such thing, the greenhouse effect. So the earth covered up is a canopy of water called as a Bible, firmament. Firmament is covered up, So very the contamination, very good environment. That's why Noah was able to live 600 years old, much longer than today, 100 years old, something like that. Okay, let's see each question in verse 10. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. What character of Noah can you see? Yeah, we can see Noah's patience, because love is patience, love is long-suffering. So because Noah loved God. That's why he's waiting for God's time to go out over the ark. So we can see. Question in verse 14, and in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. How long days did Noah stay in the ark? The answer is 370 days, because from the starting raining is the second month's 17th day minus second month's 27th day next year. So 370 days come out. Question 3, in verse 21, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although, or even if the imagination or the human thought, the heart is evil from his youth. So here we can see unconditional love. Noah, I will again destroy everything, living thing, as I have done. So the Lord's patience. Lord's promise is not slack. Because the Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 said, Second Peter chapter 3, verse 9 said, Lord, want to everyone to repent and to be saved. That's why Jesus is coming yet in heaven. That's the reason. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer, so we'll conclude our Bible study.